Headline: Revolving Games CEO accused of breaking $100,000 investor refund promise. Published at 7:10 p.m., July 8, 2025. Revolving Games co-CEO Amar Zaim has been branded a fraudster by an angel investor who claims he has reneged on his promise to refund a $100,000 investment and NFT losses. That's according to ex-user at Lucky Traders, who made the USDC Angel Round investment last year against the Arcade token, which involved no contract or legal agreement. Lucky Traders claims they were put off the project by its roadmap and delays in its RCADE token generation event, scheduled for tomorrow. As a result, they asked for their investment back and sold their Nexian nodes, formerly Nexian Gems and RG Bytes NFTs, one of the refund promises from Zaim, as shared by Lucky Traders. Zaim agreed to refund the sum and cover the 1.86 ETH loss Lucky Traders suffered when they sold these NFTs. However, Lucky Traders claims that, despite pursuing Zaim for more than 6 months and giving a firm deadline, the founder repeatedly broke promises to send the money and even deleted chats. They also discovered that their funds hadn't gone to Zaim as implied, but to another third party. Screenshots show Zaim promising the $100,000 refund before reneging on this promise. Read more: DWF Labs-backed USDF depegs as red flags raised over quality of backing. Message screenshots appear to show Zaim revealing he sought legal advice before telling Lucky Traders to go fuck yourself and threatening to bury them. Revolving Games CEO denies fraudster allegations. Zaim denounced the thread as disingenuous, claiming it was a one-sided story that's omitting key context. He claims he told Lucky Traders, "We are not in the business of issuing refunds, which is standard not only in Web3, but investing." He then argued that he personally helped them with various key opinion leader initiatives and tried to get them a seat on a crypto-powered networking event hosted onboard a Qatar Airways flight by startup Redacted. Read more: Crypto Party on Planesparks. Qatar Airways safety concerns. Zaim also said their tokens are still available, and that he set up a group with his brother to ensure the ETH offer could be processed. "I was trying to help, not making a promise," he added. Lucky Traders, however, said he can debunk each of his claims, and that, for now, he'll see how the mediation goes with Zaim's team. Protos has reached out to both parties for further explanation, and will update this piece should we hear back. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.